opinions. There's lots of those in the world. If you combine that, however, with this thing called respect or good manners or treating people respectfully and graciously, I wonder if there's a combination of, is it important for me to share my opinion regardless of what I believe in, versus let's be respectful of the people that we come in contact with. And I was taught at a very young age, and I'm so grateful for this lesson, is that everybody has the right to their opinion. And the other thing I learned was that people who are older than me, or people that have achieved more than me, people that have been on the planet longer than me, people who have done different things to me, deserve my respect. Now, whether I think I can learn from them or not is irrelevant, because of course I can. Even if I think I can't, do people have a different opinion to me, a different experience to me, a different idea about how things work than me, or, and even better, do they have a better way to explain things than I do? So I might have a really strong opinion about food or exercise, for example, because that's obviously what I've been doing all of my life. But is it possible that other people have a different opinion, and why do they have that opinion? And the beautiful thing about people that have lived a long time, that have life experience, that are wise, that have been successful in their lives, do I have the right to argue with them or disagree? And of course, I've got the right to do that. But if I'm respectful, why would I? And I find it really interesting, particularly in a world where social media opinions are so easy. I can just tap out, I don't think that's right, or I don't agree with that, or I don't think that your opinion is correct. And we can get into an argument really quickly about what's right or wrong, as far as it could be eating, could be exercise, could be politics, religion, sexual persuasion, doesn't matter. Everybody's got an opinion. But what if we were respectful? And one of the things that I've learnt, and I wish that other people could learn the same lesson as me, that if somebody is successful, and let's find out if they are, it's really easy to assume that somebody doesn't have the success that we think is important, but how would we know if we didn't ask? You don't know that the person that you're talking to doesn't have a doctorate in nutrition, or isn't an exercise physiologist, or doesn't have in-depth understanding of sports physiology or nutrition or dietetics, and yet we seem really happy to, this is how you should eat, and this is how you should exercise, and this is how you should do things, before we even ask and find out what a person does for a living, what their opinion is, what they believe in. And for whatever opinion you or I have, there's going to be somebody with a completely opposite opinion on anything, on everything. So what if we lived in a world where, instead of telling people what we think, how about we ask, tell me about you. What have you done in your life? What have you experienced? What do you believe? And if somebody believes differently to us, who cares? What if we just ask them respectfully why they believe that, and explain how they came to that opinion, or how they came to that conviction or belief? And what would be the point of arguing? And the interesting thing about that is, one of my favorite quotes when it comes to communication, a person convinced against their will is of the same opinion still. Doesn't matter if I think you should eat a certain way, or if I think you should exercise a certain way. There's going to be somebody who exercises and eats a completely different way and gets a brilliant result. So this is always the four questions that I always ask if somebody has a really strong opinion about eating and exercise. Your eating and exercise plan, is it giving you the energy, enthusiasm, and excitement to get out of bed in the morning and maintain that energy, enthusiasm, and excitement throughout your day? Number two, are you performing at a top level in everything you do, whether it's as a parent, as a business person, as an athlete, as a person living their life? Are you performing at your top level in everything that you do? Number three, do you love what you see in the mirror? You're really happy with your body. Do you love how much body fat you've got, or how big you are or small you are? Or are you really happy with the way you look, particularly naked in the mirror? And number four, are you getting the results that you want from this particular eating or exercise plan? And if the answer is yes, of course, then what does it matter what I think? If that person's eating green grass, but they've got a heap of energy and they're performing at a top level, they love what they see in the mirror, and they are getting the results that they want from their green grass eating plan, then congratulations to them. What right do I have to disagree? And if somebody asks for your help, if somebody asks for your advice, wouldn't it be kind, gracious, delightful, and respectful to again ask those questions? Was there a time in your life when you had a stack of energy, you were performing at a top level, you loved what you saw in the the mirror and you were getting the results that you wanted. So maybe it's just about going back to doing that rather than forcing our opinion on people and telling them what we think. I often get this because I'm obviously in education. In my own students who have lived on the planet for about a quarter of the time that I have will be very happy to share with me, this is how you should eat and this is how you should exercise and people shouldn't be doing that and they must be doing this. And of course, then my next question is, do you understand anatomy and physiology? Do you know all the muscles and bones in the body and how they originate and insert? Do you understand the cardiovascular system? Do you understand the muscular system? Do you understand the four macronutrients, where they come from, how the body stores them, utilizes them, burns them off? And of course, if you don't understand those things, I think it is disrespectful to have an opinion on those things. And of course, you have the right to have them, but to share your opinion with people who do have a really good understanding of anatomy and physiology and macronutrients and nutrition would then show that you are arrogant. And that's one of those really ugly things in anybody, in everybody. The beautiful thing about being a person who doesn't know everything, and that's the thing that I love the most about my life. The older I get and the more wise I become, the less I know. I realize that the more I learn, the less I know, and the more I want to learn. So I've grown up from, I know that already and I've heard that before and I have an opinion and this is what I think and this is what I believe, to tell me more about that. Tell me why you believe that. Tell me what's important to you. Tell me why you love to eat that way, why you like to exercise that way, why you do the things you do. It builds better relationships. It shows that you are a respectful, kind person, that you lack that ugly thing called arrogance. And wouldn't the world be a better place if we were just more respectful and less arrogant?